Text, Hallmark Channel presents. A person draws the Statue of Liberty in ink and then paints it with watercolors. The statue stands in the harbor with New York City in the distance. Title, Autumn in the City. The person paints an ink drawing of skyscrapers and fall trees with watercolors. They paint cars, buses, and taxis on the streets. They draw rows of buildings lining the streets and paint them in. The buildings, trees, and traffic match those in the city. They draw the details on a stone arch and paint it. They draw windows with flower boxes and metal fences that line the sidewalk in front of townhomes, then paint them in. A taxi pulls to a stop and the trunk opens. A brunette woman with blonde highlights gets out in a floral dress and black cardigan and takes her luggage from the trunk. The taxi driver sets another bag next to her. She looks up at the buildings from the sidewalk with a smile. She picks up her luggage, two red suitcases, and goes up the stairs to a building. She rolls her bags down a hallway inside and looks at the door numbers. She stops at 503 and unlocks the door. She backs into the apartment and then looks around with a smile. It is furnished. It has a stainless steel fridge and white cabinets and shelves stacked with colorful dishes in the kitchen. She closes the door and puts her keys down on the kitchen island. Colorful abstract art hangs on the walls. She walks through the living room past a sofa in green and pink to a window with curtains. She pulls them back and looks at the Empire State Building.
Do you know how lucky I am to get a sublet in the West Village of New York City on my budget? Without six roommates and a bed that folds into the wall?
But honey, that apartment belongs to a stranger you met on the internet.
She's not a stranger, and we talked about this. My friend Abby posted that her friend Amelia was looking for someone to sublet. I met her over Zoom, and she seems very nice.
And what if something goes wrong? What if a pipe bursts?
Dad, I can take care of myself.
Besides, Amelia left me an entire checklist for the apartment in case anything goes wrong.
We just don't understand why you had to leave Omaha and move halfway across the country.
Because it's time that I get out on my own.
What about work? A steady job and a steady career.
I have an appointment about that very thing this afternoon, so I gotta go.
We love you.
Just call us, right? Just keep us posted, okay? I love you, sweetheart.
Love you too. Gotta go. Bye.
She hangs up and smiles as she looks around the room. She heads out in pants, a striped shirt, and a red jacket with a purse over her shoulder. A man with grocery bags blocks the bottom of the stairs. She awkwardly steps around him.
Well, I have got to go. My 1 o'clock is starting.
It's 1:30, Mom, but who's counting?
Austin. Oh, wonderful to see you.
At a fancy restaurant.
Hi. We are both going to have the kale Caesar.
I was going to get the chicken sandwich.
Nonsense. It is my favorite salad in the city.
So, what's the occasion? You know it's not my birthday, right?
The Paley Center is hosting a retrospective to celebrate my 40 years in the news business. And I want to inspire the next generation of journalists.
I'll add it to my calendar.
Well, I want you to do more than that. They're honoring my legacy, which includes you as well. And so, naturally, there will be some questions about your current, career status. I have arranged an interview for you at the New York Chronicle.
Mom, no, we've been over this countless times. It's not what I want for myself. I'm making my own way.
By doing what? Tutoring?
It's a means to an end. I've saved up enough money so I can focus on writing.
Children's fairy tales.
Books, Mom. I want to write exciting and adventurous books for a young audience. Isn't that inspiring the next generation too?
Honey, you have so much potential. You are smart. You have a degree in journalism from Northwestern.
Did you even read the pages I sent you?
Oh, wow. That looks absolutely marvelous.
They're just salads, Mom.
And it is just a meeting, Austin. The editor is an old friend of mine. He's expecting you.
Austin looks at the card.
If I do this interview, will you promise to drop it?
Yes.
Fine, I'll do it. I'm not gonna like it. Just like this salad.
He stabs a piece of kale with his fork and frowns.
So, what are your job goals?
Well, I came here to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Well, that is about as honest an answer as I've ever heard. Let's start with your work history.
For the past 7 years, I've worked for my dad's patio furniture company back home.
And why did you quit?
I realized I'm about to turn 30, and I was living the life that my parents wanted for me, but not the life that I wanted for myself. And I knew that if I stayed, I would never get up the courage to get out on my own. So I quit my job, and I gave up my apartment, and I moved to New York City.
It's gutsy. I'm sure we can find work for you pretty quickly.
I know you see a lot of people who are just looking for temp jobs, but I really want more than that. I figure temping is my best shot at trying out a lot of different careers. And you're at the center of the job market. I want to work with you to find my calling.
Well, that's a first. I would love to work with you. Any particular field you'd like to start with?
I am flexible. I mean, New York is full of possibilities, right?
Right. Well, let's see what we've got.
She picks up a tablet.
We just got an opening this afternoon for a fashion show.
Great. Sign me up.
Okay.
A large white tent stands on the grass in a park downtown.
This is Isabella DeMarc's most important fashion show of the year. You are to be seen and not heard. Is that understood?
Understood.
The supervisor glares.
Oh, seen, not heard. Right, right. I do have one question. When do we get to see the collection?
None of you are to go anywhere near the runway, the models, or the couture.
She purses her lips.
I'm just curious, you know, are we talking like classic staples, or is it more like futuristic and impractical pieces? I mean, that would be my vote.
You, hand out press passes. You, set up chairs. You, pick up the order from Juice Boost.
What's that?
A Micrometrics raw juice bar.
Downtown on Great Jones Street.
Here is the address and the orders. I need these exact, and I need them by 3 p.m. Don't be late.
Right. I was thinking
Is there a problem?
No, I am just grateful to be here.
You should be.
3 p.m. I won't be late. Actually, I will be early.
Supervisor shakes her head.
Do you know the best way to get...
The supervisor slowly looks at her and stares daggers. She turns and hurries out of the tent. Austin sits in an office.
Austin, Alan Sandler. Thanks so much for waiting. Busy day here. News never stops, does it?
Which is why I don't want to take up too much of your time.
My thoughts exactly. We're thrilled that you're joining the team.
Joining the team?
We'll start you on features first thing tomorrow morning.
I thought this was an interview.
This is you. When Patricia calls and tells us to give her son a job, we listen. It must be a big relief. I wish I had those kind of connections when I was coming up.
Austin sits down.
Don't you want to see if I'm the right fit?
If you're anything like your mother, you're going to fit
right. The boss nods with his hands on his hips. Austin frowns. The new girl walks down the sidewalk with two trays of drinks.
Taxi?
Taxi.
Austin beats her to the taxi.
Hey, man, that's my cab.
It's my taxi.
Glad to know chivalry is alive and well.
She yells as the taxi drives off. She steps into the street and waves for another taxi. She hustles into the tent with the drinks.
I know I'm late, but this jerk stole my cab and proved that chivalry is dead, gone, kaput. Did you know where I'm supposed to put these?
She asks a mannequin.
And you are not a person.
She turns and spills the drinks all over a rack of clothing.
I can clean this. Does anybody have any club soda? Or...
The supervisor stands behind her with a sour glare. Cars drive past a street of townhouses with fall foliage on the trees. She walks down the sidewalk and looks around, biting her lower lip. She walks to an outdoor cafe table under a sun umbrella and sits down. She smiles and opens a sketch pad. She looks around and opens a pen. She adds lines to an ink drawing of a fountain already in progress. She works on the castle in the distance beyond the fountain. She holds up the sketch pad and smiles. She tilts her head and draws a door on the castle and a pigeon in the foreground of the fountain. The sun sets over the city. Austin sits at a desk and flips through a notebook.
Nathan the squirrel stood atop the pinnacle of the Empire State Building with his little pair of flying shoes.
He types as he speaks.
But the only thing he wanted was to come back safely.
He laces his fingers and smiles. The new girl struggles with the radiator in her apartment.
Okay, that's how you want to play.
She sets her jaw.
Okay.
She grabs the instructions list.
Let's see. Radiator. Turn valve all the way to the left. Check. Kick twice for good luck. Okay.
She kicks the radiator, frowns, then kicks it harder.
Victory is mine.
She reads the list.
And one last thing. If the guy across the hall is looking for me, tell him...
She glances at the door. She opens it to Austin with a bottle of wine.
Oh. You're not Amelia.
Wait. You're the guy who stole my taxi.
What? That wasn't your taxi. I flagged it.
Yeah, for me. I assumed you were being nice.
Well, you're clearly not from New York.
I just moved here. I'm subletting for Amelia for the next 2 months.
2 months? Where'd she go?
A work trip in Japan and then traveling. I'm sure you'll see it all over her feed.
He sighs.
Wait a minute. 9 p.m., a bottle of wine? I know what this is.
And I'm gonna go back across the hall to my apartment now.
He leaves the wine.
Good night!
He sighs and goes into his room. She smiles down the hall then shuts her door. They meet outside later.
You again?
Oh, you're the guy across the hall. Amelia left a message for you.
She did?
Dear Austin, is that you?
One and the same.
I think you're great and we always have fun together, but I think it's time we move on. Oh, I think she's breaking up with you.
Yeah, thanks for making that clear, but we weren't actually dating.
I know we weren't actually dating. Well, at least you two are on the same page about something. And that's the problem. I'm ready for a relationship, but not with you. I need someone who's more serious about their direction.
You don't have to keep reading.
But I've never broken up with somebody on behalf of somebody else before.
You having fun?
A little.
She grins and continues to read the note.
I'm sorry, who are you exactly and why are you here?
I'm Piper, and I came here to figure out my calling and make something of myself. Why are you laughing?
Oh, that's cute. No, no reason. I just didn't know people actually use phrases like that. I'm sure it'll all work out for you.
It will. Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
She smiles as he walks away, then buys groceries from a street vendor. Austin knocks on her door. He smiles and leans on the door jamb.
Okay, so this is really bugging me, so I have to ask. What's your master plan for the 2 months you're here?
I signed up with a temp agency.
That's your plan?
Yeah, I had my first job today.
And how'd it go?
Fashion isn't really my thing.
So let me see if I got this right. You gave yourself 2 months to find your passion and then make it, but you don't even know what field that'll be in, and the first job you tried fired you.
I didn't say fired.
You didn't have to. You seem like a nice, if slightly deluded person, so I'm just gonna tell you straight up. Success isn't all it's cracked up to be.
New Yorkers really are opinionated.
It's not an opinion, it's a fact. I've seen the inner circle.
Oh, that must be nice. But for the rest of us, we have to take what we can get. So thank you.
For what?
The wine.
She smiles and closes the door.
You're welcome.
She looks back at the door with a smile. The sun rises over the city. The downtown is full of skyscrapers. Water sprays up from a fountain. Piper sits on a bench nearby with her sketch pad. She looks over at the fountain. It shoots water in many arcs. She continues to add darker lines to an ink drawing of the archway in the park and the people, foliage, animals, and fountain. Thank you. She glances at the fountain and continues to sketch.
Would like to try some seasonal pumpkin bread?
Oh, sure. Mm. Thank you.
She takes a sample from a man outside a cafe.
So, really good. Have you tried this pumpkin bread? Maybe she's more of an apple crumble person. Did you make this?
No, that would be my husband, Toby. You should come in and meet him. Your efforts have certainly earned you a coffee on the house.
Wow, okay.
Follow me. So, what lucky gust of wind dropped you on our doorstep like Marlo Thomas and that girl? Because you are clearly not from around here.
Don't let Will fool you. He tumbled out of a Greyhound bus, too, and never looked back.
Where from?
A part of Wisconsin you've never heard of, and never will.
He's put that part of his life behind him.
I simply reinvented myself. It's a great thing about this city. You can just start over.
And become the person you were meant to be.
That's exactly why I'm here, to figure out who I'm meant to be. I'm Piper, and you two are officially my new favorite people. You must be Toby. I love the pumpkin bread.
Welcome to the Keystone Cafe.
Yeah, we actually opened the cafe as a refuge for anyone new to the city.
You know what it's like to move here on your own?
Usually with parents back home who don't understand and don't approve.
Am I wearing a sign or something? How did you know?
Oh, just one of my many mysterious gifts.
Coming up, my special pumpkin spice latte. Why don't you go take a seat and I'll bring it right over.
Thanks.
She smiles at Will and Toby. A skyscraper has the sign, NBN, on the side. Austin's mother puts on makeup.
Austin, what a surprise.
I can say the same thing. A job offer at the New York Chronicle, really? Some interview.
Well, I knew you wouldn't go otherwise. I am interviewing the Secretary of the UN. You could be doing important work like that, too.
Fictional stories provide an escape, entertainment, inspiration. That can be just as important to public service as journalism. I'm not taking the job, Mom.
He shakes his head. Will sees Piper's sketch pad.
Oh, do we have an artist in our midst?
No, it's just a silly hobby.
Coffee, Toby, black. Furthest reaches of the galaxy, black.
So your mother, I take it? Need a shot of whiskey instead?
Don't get my hopes up. I know you don't have a liquor license.
Austin turns and sees Piper.
What's this? Just you moving across the hall, now you move in on my favorite cafe?
Oh, I must have missed your name on the door.
But you two know each other?
Yeah, we're temporary neighbors.
Wait, how are you both so buddy-buddy? It took months for Will and Toby to warm up to me.
That's because you're always giving off total curmudgeon vibes.
I doubt curmudgeon is the right word.
Hold up writing your book all day? A grunt of acknowledgement when I call your order?
You're a writer?
Working on it. As of an hour ago, I'm apparently a journalist. My mother got the New York Chronicle to offer me a job.
Your mother must be very important.
His mother is Patricia Edwards.
Your mother is Patricia Edwards? As in the famous journalist. I mean, she's kind of a legend.
Yeah, I guess she is.
Well, you're not going to take the job, are you?
What if I did?
But you always fought to carve your own path.
Can't keep hoping she'll come around to that. Maybe it's time for a new strategy.
Austin.
Go with me here. I could do the bare minimum and cash a good paycheck. All while secretly working on my book.
Wait a minute. So you plan on taking a good job with the intent to do a bad job?
He shrugs.
Yep.
I think you might regret that.
And how's your job hunt going? Have you, found your passion and made it yet?
Not yet, but I will rub it in your face when I do.
She actually has a new job at the Uptown Museum in New York.
Austin, why don't you show her how to get to the right subway?
Good idea. She'd undoubtedly get lost otherwise.
There's nothing wrong with getting lost along the way. It's how you stumble upon the best things.
She tilts her head and smiles. He sets down his mug and follows her out.
In a hurry?
No, why?
How can you appreciate everything around you when you rush right by it?
It's there to see.
Who has the cutest little sweater? Huh? And the floppiest little ears? Huh? I have to push.
Dog in a sweater.
Don't you have some place to be?
Yes, but I can take in all the beautiful sights of the city on the way. Like, look at these leaves. Marvelous color. Doesn't it make you want to just curl up in a cozy flannel?
No. Makes me want to tell the residents to sweep their sidewalks.
Does New York really hold no magic for you?
The fantasy in my mind and the stories I write. Not in real life.
So then why do you live here?
So New York's the greatest city in the world.
He looks up at the sky.
I thought you just said...
I'm a New Yorker. I'm supposed to hate everything.
He smiles.
Yeah, when you're ready to go to work, the subway is just straight up that way. Unless, of course, you get distracted romanticizing a sewer grate.
You never know what wonders lie beneath our feet. Have a good day.
You too.
He watches her go with a smile. Skyscrapers rise beyond a pond in a park. Piper follows a supervisor through the museum.
As an attendant, you'll have to answer any visitor questions and provide directions, so please familiarize yourself with the layout.
Must be so exciting working here, surrounded by all this, you know, history and culture.
Indeed. We don't allow food, drinks, and definitely no touching the collection. Hopefully you won't be confronted with too many field trips of rowdy school children.
Well, if I have to defend myself, at least I know where the ancient battle shields are. That was a joke.
Funny. Let's get you a name tag.
Great.
She clutches the brochure and grins. A child plays on a smartphone in the museum. She sees him. She shifts on her feet, then smiles and walks over with her hands clasped.
Not a fan of museums?
Huh?
Well, I noticed you glued to your phone. There's nothing here that's piquing your interest?
No, my mom made us come. Most boring vacation ever.
Where would you rather have gone?
Hawaii, to surf.
Surfing, that's fun. But aren't you afraid of sharks?
No, I love them. They're so awesome.
Oh, well, then you should check out our third floor, because we have a huge shark exhibit.
Are there hammerheads?
Mm-hmm.
What about great whites?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry, is my son bothering you?
Mom, she said there's a shark exhibit. We have to go.
Thank you. I was beginning to lose hope. I practically had to drag him here.
It's my pleasure. You can take the elevators on the left, third floor. Can't miss it.
Austin in the office.
Austin, let's hit the ground running. We're doing a piece on the founder of a new tech startup. Why don't you take the lead on this?
It's not really my scene.
Not really how things work.
Slaps down a notebook.
Okay, I'll get it to you by the end of the week.
More like
he leans on the desk.
News moves fast. But you're your mother's son. You can handle it, right?
Austin looks down.
Sure.
I'm gonna need a bit more enthusiasm than that around here.
The boss points his fingers at Austin as he spins and walks away. Austin turns back to his notepad, then drops his pen and closes it. He looks around with a blank expression.
Piper! You've received excellent remarks on the visitor cards left behind.
That's so nice. Does it correspond to any kind of perks? Because I have had my eye on Cleopatra's bracelet.
No perks, but it does come with an offer. The department is looking for a new visitor relations supervisor. I'd like to recommend you for the job.
Oh.
It's a full-time position, not one that opens up here too often. Are you interested?
She hesitates.
You turned the job down. Why?
I don't know. It just...
wasn't the right fit?
Exactly.
Any idea what the right fit might be?
It's a gut feeling. I'll know it when I see it.
Okay, Piper. But you told me that you only have 2 months. At some point, you're going to have to figure out what it is that you want.
Piper nods and smiles at the agent. The sun sets gold and orange behind black silhouettes of skyscrapers. Piper leaves her apartment and almost runs into Austin.
After you?
After you. Go frolic in the leaf piles before I kick them out of the way.
She tilts her head and he walks while using his phone. They go downstairs in the morning and walk opposite directions down the sidewalk.
Pantheon Publicity, please hold. Pantheon Publicity, please hold. Pantheon Publicity, please hold. Pantheon Publicity, please hold.
She works reception.
Pantheon Publicity,
please hold.
Austin's boss tosses him an article.
Try again, Austin. My desk, 2 hours.
Austin picks up the article. It is covered with red proofreading marks. He tosses it down and sucks in his lips. Piper unloads crates of produce from the back of a van and hands them to a restaurant worker. She finds a large red maple leaf in a box of green apples and smiles. Austin comes home to find the maple leaf taped to his door. He chuckles and goes inside. Piper comes home to find an article printed out and taped to her door, titled, "Leaf Debris a Public Nuisance." Her jaw drops and she looks down the hall towards Austin's apartment. She twists her lips. Austin walks down the hall towards his apartment, pauses, and shakes his head with a smile before he goes inside. A pile of fall leaves sits in front of his door. Piper stops at her apartment, then walks down the hall to a door at the end with a sign that reads, "Notice, roof access." She heads upstairs. Austin stands on the roof. It is strung with white lights, and has a chair, table, and cooler among potted plants. She looks around.
Wow, this is pretty great.
Are none of my spots sacred?
Why so grumpy? Let me guess, your master plan isn't working out how you hoped?
Not exactly. How about yours?
I may have told the temp agency to throw everything they got at me.
And?
And a hedge fund offered me a full-time admin job today.
Let me guess, you turned
they
it
said.
Down.
How did you know that?
You did the same thing at the museum. Will told me.
One cappuccino in that guy and suddenly he is Lady Whistledown.
Doesn't it seem odd that you keep turning down jobs without even giving them a chance?
No. Because I'm not looking for just a job. I am looking for a fulfilling career. And when I find it, it's gonna feel like a lightning bolt.
What's with the deadline anyway? Why don't you give yourself more time?
Well, I gave myself until my 30th birthday.
It all makes sense now. You're scared.
I am not scared.
Your 20s are in the rear view. The choice you make now will have consequences. Make the wrong one, and you could end up stuck for life.
Exactly. That's the point. Which is why I gave myself the freedom to try out multiple careers so I can make the right decision. And in fact, I think you're the one who's scared, obsessing over every little punctuation in an otherwise finished book.
How do you know that?
Toby.
Those two, I swear.
He shakes his head.
So, why not just send it out?
He raises his eyebrows.
Unless you're scared of succeeding.
No! Now who's making baseless accusations?
Oh, okay. If they're so baseless, then why not just send it?
All due respect, you're the last person I'll be taking career advice from.
Well, then why don't you take it from your mom? I bet she didn't get where she is by holding back.
You have no idea the choices my mom made to get where she is.
Well, I know she at least made some choices.
She bites her lip and takes a deep breath.
Good night, Austin.
She gets up.
Night.
He shakes his head again and takes a drink of beer. He stares into the distance. He sits in his apartment and stares at a webpage that reads, "Submissions. We are currently taking submissions. Please upload your document here and press to submit." He blinks and looks around, then clicks the submit button. It changes to read, "Submitted," and he smiles. At the cafe, Will holds out a cup to Piper.
One pumpkin spice latte, extra cinnamon. Piper.
Hmm? Oh, thanks.
She stares at the wall, then jumps and takes the cup.
Question, don't you think that turning 30 is a benchmark?
One of those mornings, is it? Well, as a wizened oracle of 44, I'd say age is just a number.
But 30 is a number worth celebrating. When's the big day?
In 5 weeks.
Ooh, I'm already planning your party.
You don't have to.
No, it's too late. It's already in my head. And once the train leaves the station, there's no stopping it. How do you feel about funny hats?
I've learned to just go along for the ride.
Love them.
Getting the big 30?
She tilts her head.
It's just something Austin said on the rooftop the other night.
But roof? What roof? Is there a great view and a place to string lights?
I think so.
That's what we'll do your part. Carry on.
He basically said that my fear of making the wrong choice is holding me back from finding my path.
Think there's any truth in that?
Maybe.
I wasn't always a baker, you know.
It's true. I fell in love with a corporate attorney who risked it all for what he really wanted.
pumpkin bread.
Will and Chobi share a smile.
Finding your dream? The thing that makes you want to jump out of bed each day? You'll know when you find it.
But if I don't?
Don't lose hope just yet.
Chobi smiles at her.
Thanks for the pep talk.
So what wild temp job are you headed off to now?
Actually, it's an interview to be a dinner hostess. I figured I could bank some extra cash in between the temp jobs. It's not like I can make a career out of drawing in my apartment at night.
Good luck.
Thanks. See you later.
They wave and she takes the to-go cup and leaves. She rushes into a long hallway filled with women on benches on both walls.
Oh, this must be a very popular restaurant. Like a restaurant, but maybe they're having some interviews. Hi.
She finds an open space and sits down. All of the women page through booklets. She signs a sign-in sheet. A sign she does not see reads, "Casting call for hostess, the musical. Auditions."
Hey, Alan. I forgot to mention I've got a dentist appointment today. Gotta lay off the candy in the break room, so I'm gonna be a day late with my article. I hope you understand.
Austin walks down a sidewalk and frowns as he hangs up the phone.
Piper Grant? Oh, yeah. We're ready for you. Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
She trips over some women and jogs down to the end of the hall. She walks onto a stage and looks around.
You can leave your headshot and resume on the table, please.
Oh, I just have a resume. I don't have a headshot.
Of course not. Did you prepare the sides?
Sides like curly fries? Isn't that the chef's
they
job?
They stare at her.
Oh, is this one of those performance restaurants like Medieval Times or Ed DeBivick's kind of?
No, honey. We're casting for a Broadway musical.
Oh, Broadway. Like
Broadway, Broadway. Can you sing us something?
Oh, I don't.
She looks around and smiles.
You know, there is one song I know.
The casting crew look down.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me from Herald Square.
The casting woman looks up with wide eyes and raises an eyebrow. Piper walks out past the women.
Just setting you all up for success.
She turns back at the end of the hallway.
You're welcome.
The sun shines on buildings downtown. A woman in a posh office looks through Austin's manuscript. He sits across from her.
It's well written and very interesting. A squirrel finds an oak tree whose acorns grant wishes. Charming concept. There's so much potential here. I wanted more.
That's so great to hear, Susan.
No, I mean, I wanted more story.
I don't follow.
One-off books are hard to sell. It's all about series nowadays.
I guess I never considered that.
I'd like you to come back in a couple of weeks. Pitch your vision for a larger series. Then I can assess whether it might be a good fit for us.
A couple weeks?
She nods.
Yeah, I can do that.
He leans forward and smiles.
Okay, well, we'll talk.
My assistant said the restaurant couldn't fit a table for 20. It's my opening night, for goodness sake. Well, you know the place? It has the wallpaper with the birds and the dessert with the rose petals. Oh, what's it called?
A constellation. And that rose petal pie is incredible.
I'll call you back.
I could probably get you a table if you wanted. I lugged apples around for them last week, and I made friends with the chef.
Only my last two assistants were as resourceful.
Are you looking for an assistant?
That depends. You an actress?
Recent experience proves... No, definitely not.
Do you have any references?
Oh, never mind. My previous two girls had great references, and look where that got us.
This is a full-time job. Are you up to the task?
A full-time job is exactly what I'm looking for.
You're hired. For a trial period. We start tomorrow.
Piper smiles.
So, does it come with health benefits, or...?
Don't be late.
The actress glares at her from the dressing room mirror.
Great.
The city lights up at night.
Water.
Piper unscrews a bottle.
Oh, wait.
She puts a straw in.
Don't want to smudge your lipstick.
The actress drinks.
Thank you.
She straightens her shoulders and plasters on a smile. She strides out onto the stage.
Miss Chilton's performance shone like a sparkling diamond in a career full of gems.
From the top.
Miss Chilton's performance shone like a sparkling diamond in a career full of gems.
Again.
But I just read it twice.
Oh, you think I'm being silly, don't you?
And
well, maybe you're right, but I worked hard to get to where I am, and so when someone acknowledges my skill, I listen, and I listen well. These moments, they don't come along every day. Once again, from the top.
Miss Chilton's performance, it shone like a sparkling diamond.
Will and Piper shop.
When can you get me and Tobe's tickets to her new show? Come on, that's the whole point of having famous friends.
Yeah, well, I'm not the famous one, but it is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's because you're famous by association. Ryan Gosling once ordered a cold brew at the cafe, and I'm basically a D-list celeb now.
Maybe something in theater is what I meant to do.
Now I really wish we had a liquor license so I could pour you a celebratory drink.
Not so fast. I haven't even pitched for this series yet.
Details. Have you told Piper the good news?
No. Last we spoke, we got into an
argument. And we haven't spoken since.
You should tell him about your new job. If anything, he'll be happy you took his advice.
And give him the satisfaction? I would rather
not. I'd never hear the end of it. You know how she can be. Always so confident, she has all the right moves.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you want a picnic tomorrow in Central Park?
I'd love to.
Great.
Will smiles and carries his basket of produce through the market. Piper walks down a path in the park.
Austin? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I'm meeting Will for lunch.
I'm having lunch with Toby.
They weren't planning for the four of us.
Austin checks his phone.
Hey, guys. Sorry, can't make it. Busy at the cafe. Have fun without us.
He could have at least tried to make that sound convincing.
Austin smiles.
Austin and Piper, Toby sends you both a harvest lunch.
Thank you.
He hands them a blanket.
Thank you.
He hands them a picnic basket.
We don't have to do this.
Nope, we do not.
They walk into the park.
There is a lot of cheese.
How about charcuterie?
Yep. Ooh, big jam. It would be a chance at a new experience.
It is always nice here in autumn.
I'm sorry, did you just compliment the city?
She raises an eyebrow.
What has gotten into you?
They walk down a path.
I never mentioned you draw.
No, you never asked.
Can I see?
They sit on the blanket in an area near fallen leaves.
These are seriously
great. Watercolors of the city.
You ever consider pursuing art as your dream?
No, absolutely not. It's just something I do for fun.
Never wanted to make something more of it?
My parents scrimped and saved to send me to college. And in return, the expectation was that I would take over the family business, or at least secure a practical job and a practical career.
But art is a career.
Growing up, if a career wasn't stable, then it wasn't a legitimate career. Choosing something creative was throwing your life away. You know, there's good sense in that. Art is fun, but it's really difficult to make a living drawing sketches.
Well, you're very talented.
She smiles.
I call dibs on all the stinky cheese.
Austin lays on the blanket and grins.
Listen, I feel like I owe you an apology. I'm sorry for the way I acted last week.
No, you were right. I was jumping from job to job.
No, you were just testing out the waters.
Just hadn't found anything that felt right, and I didn't want to waste any more time. I mean, everyone my age already had their life figured out, and I'm just the starting line.
It's that advice about everyone running their own race at their own pace?
Not the advice you want to hear when you're on a four-week deadline. But I did actually accept a full-time job as an assistant to a famous Broadway actress.
Wow, that's great. Piper, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. And I owe you an apology, too. I shouldn't have butted in on your writing.
No, I'm glad you did. I took your advice and reached out to a publisher. She wants to hear my pitch for the book as a series in a couple weeks.
It's incredible.
I owe it all to you.
So what is this book about?
Well, it's about a squirrel named Nathan who finds an oak tree with magical acorns that grant wishes. His first wish is to become a movie star, then to bat a home run at the World Series, and then to become the first squirrel to walk on the moon. He doesn't have friends, so his wishes wind up being the way he keeps himself.
She begins to sketch.
Am I boring you?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
So, for the series, I was thinking that maybe another animal finds the oak tree too? A blue jay? The squirrel and the blue jay are initially rivals, but then they eventually become best friends and go on adventures together.
She sketches more.
But I can see it's not as engaging as I'd hope. Maybe it needs a new direction.
No, I think the direction is perfect. Kind of like this?
She flips the sketch pad around to a sketch of a squirrel and blue jay with an acorn.
Wow. This is even better than I imagined.
She smiles.
I always pictured it in summer, but
it's better in the fall. It's beautiful.
What?
Nothing, I just...
He checks his phone.
It's my mother. I'll call her back.
Oh, answer it. It's your mom.
He smiles slightly and answers.
Hi, Mom.
Austin, swing by for dinner on Friday. I want to hear all your
jobs. He raises an eyebrow.
All right. See you then.
Dinner with your mom. That sounds fun.
The evening's menu will include catering from my mother's favorite restaurant and parental disappointment.
Sure, it's not going to be that bad.
Why don't you come and see for yourself?
No.
Come on, you're the one who's always talking about trying new experiences.
Yeah, like a picnic in Central Park, not dinner at a famous broadcast journalist's home.
It'll be a chance to see New York success up close and personal. Dine with the hoi polloi in Brooklyn Heights? Come on. At the very least, it'll be a free meal and a chance to see what a famous person's bathroom looks like.
She laughs and nods.
Well, when you put it that way...
She rolls her eyes and he smiles. Austin walks down a hallway of the Chronicle building.
Austin, this is the third time in as many weeks that you're late.
I'm not really much of a morning person.
I'm not talking about when you get here, although you are usually late. Your last few assignments have been turned in past deadline, which puts a squeeze on copy edit. I shouldn't even have to explain this to you.
Okay, faster turnarounds, you got it.
Even when it's on time, your work is below what you're capable of. It's clear your heart's not in this. I have to let you go.
The boss frowns, then brushes past Austin. Austin watches him go and then sighs and leaves. Miss Chilton warms up on stage.
Ha, 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 la, 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 la. Just answer it.
Piper digs out her phone.
Hello.
Hi, Piper. Barbara.
We have a new job listing. It starts tomorrow.
Hi, Barbara. I actually took a full-time position.
Oh, well, that's great. I know how important it was for you to find a job that
was a good fit. Oh, it looks like you finally found your calling.
Yes, I have. I really appreciate all your hard work. Thank you so much. Sorry about that.
It's fine. Oh, you'll need to get your affairs in order anyway before we go on tour.
On tour?
Yes. My agent called yesterday with an offer I couldn't refuse. Playing Maria in The Sound of Music.
Like a tour outside of New York?
That is generally what happens when you go on tour.
And how long would that be?
3 months. But then it's off to the West End in London for the run of the new Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That is a fantastic opportunity. See the country, travel abroad.
Why do I get the feeling you're trying to convince yourself?
No, that is not it.
I thought the world of theater was what you wanted.
I guess I just hadn't really considered all of the details.
Well, I couldn't forgive myself if I stood in the way of you becoming the person that you were meant to be.
What does that mean?
I need someone by my side whose lifeblood is the theater. It's just not you. I'm sorry, Piper. I'm going to have to let you go.
Wait, what?
Oh, don't look so sad. Think of this as your fantastic opportunity, a chance for you to discover your true calling.
Miss Chilton waves her hands.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes. Seems like we both got kicked to the curb today.
Not our finest hour.
I haven't got a foothold in anywhere. I have less than a month left of my sublet, and I feel like I'm back at square one.
Why didn't you want to go on tour with Misty?
I guess it was a great opportunity, but all of my instincts were telling me it was the wrong choice.
Piper checks her phone. She puts it away.
Don't answer?
And let him know that I was fired? I would never hear the end of it. Sometimes I feel like my parents care a little too much.
I wouldn't have minded that kind of attention growing up here.
What was that like? You've never mentioned your dad.
My dad and I haven't had much of a relationship since the divorce. Another consequence of the successful life.
So what happened?
My dad was a segment producer and my mom was just a junior anchor. The network wanted to give her own hour, but they didn't want my dad involved. She took the job and that became a running theme in my life. Her choosing work over everything else.
Sorry you went through that.
So we won't be telling my mom I got fired.
They grin.
Deal.
They walk down the sidewalk.
When I covered the 92 Olympics, Christy said to me, I have faced an audience of millions of people waiting for me to fall, but nothing compared to facing an interview with you. Imagine that. A gold medalist, and she was nervous to sit down with me.
You have had such amazing experiences.
I have. And preparing for this retrospective has been quite the jaunt down memory lane. But I feel like I've been doing the talking all evening.
Maybe because you have.
Oh, honey. You know, I read your piece on the piano teacher in Brooklyn. It was good. I thought it could maybe use a little more, pizzazz. Maybe?
Well, I...
Austin checks his phone. Snowberry Publishing.
Is that the paper?
I better take this. Excuse me.
He leaves the table. Patricia smiles up at him.
It's a relief seeing him marching forward with his life.
Now, if only I could figure out what to do with my life. I feel like I'm just bobbing along, kind of directionless.
You know, I have something for you to see. Come with me.
Piper hurries to follow her into a grand study.
This is what I wanted to show
you. Picks up pen.
This is the pen that I used to write my first article. The one that kicked off my career. Now, this is back in the day of carbon paper and fax machines.
What's a fax machine?
Piper squints.
It was a joke. You have a sparkle, Piper. And you know this city will try its best to dull that, so don't let it. You know, my family wasn't very thrilled that I left our little town in Ohio. And they figured that I would fail and come running home with my tail between my legs. But once they saw my first article in print, they saw something tangible and they started to understand.
My family is the exact same way. They think that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm crazy for chasing after a dream that I don't even know what it is yet. How did you figure out that journalism was your passion?
I took it as an elective in college. And from my very first lecture, I was hooked.
I'm starting to think I'm never gonna have that feeling.
Trust in yourself, Piper. Nothing is more important for a woman in this world, especially for a woman looking to find her way. It can be hard to resist the pressures of what other people want for us. But we must double down on ourselves and never expect others to hand us what we want. So remember one thing. Always, always be your own champion.
Patricia slashes a hand through the air and nods. Piper nods back and smiles.
Thank you for dinner, Mom. Top-notch selection, as always.
They're going to be holding the retrospective at the restaurant. Piper, you must come.
Oh, that would be great. And thank you again for the wonderful dinner. I really love this painting, by the way. The texture and composition really balance the vivid hues.
Most people just say pretty colors. Well, I'm friends with the gallery owner.
Piper's a wonderful artist herself.
I just doodle sometimes, that's all.
Maybe you should introduce her to your friend. He might know of an open position.
I don't want to impose.
Well, I'd be happy
Piper
to.
Smiles.
I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure. It was lovely meeting you.
So lovely meeting you.
Thank you for dinner, Mom.
All right, hon. Good night.
Good night.
Patricia sees them out with a smile. They walk down a sidewalk.
That wasn't the Chronicle calling, was it?
Publisher told her my idea for the rough shape of the series. Pitch it in 10 days.
Wow, that's soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Better get home and put my nose to the grindstone. Since we're already in Brooklyn, I figured we could take a little detour first. You're gonna be a real New Yorker? Something you need to see.
He looks into the distance with a smile. They stand on the dock and look at a bridge.
This is incredible.
For once, I actually agree with you.
This is why I came to New York City. It's just so alive with possibility.
Traffic jams, tiny apartments.
Stop. Just take it all in. There is nothing else like this view in the whole world.
Austin smiles softly.
It's unique. I'll give you that.
It's like a dream. Life and movement and energy. It makes me want to draw.
The city is lit up at night.
Makes me want to eat.
Piper grins.
You hungry?
I could go for a bite.
I'm starving.
Of course you are. Do you have someplace in mind?
Come with me.
She squints with a smile. He leads her away and picks up hot dogs from a street cart.
Thank you.
He carries them to Piper at a table on the sidewalk. The cart is decorated with lights and leaves.
Now this is a real taste of New York.
That veggie dog does look pretty good. And I am kind of hungry.
Who wouldn't be after a dinner of two lettuce leaves and a celery dish that wouldn't feed a rabbit?
It was, refreshing.
There you go. Try that. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
The hot dog is piled high with toppings and it spills. She wipes up the spill and Austin looks at her sketch pad.
Oh.
Okay, don't make fun.
Not at all.
He flips through color paintings of New York City and smiles.
You're really talented.
Okay.
I mean it.
He continues to flip through the pages with clean lines and bright colors.
Piper, I want you to do the illustrations for the book pitch.
What?
I can't believe I didn't realize this sooner. I mean, look at these drawings. They're fun and imaginative. You'd be perfect for the book.
That's a crazy idea. And also, I couldn't possibly illustrate an entire book in 2 weeks.
Just sketches for the key moments of the presentation. That's it.
Well, what if they reject your book because they don't like my work? This is your one shot. You should really find a professional artist.
Maybe you are a professional artist. Maybe this is exactly what you've been looking for. I know you feel the need to have a steady job that's dependable, but you've tried everything else out. Why don't you try doing something you actually love doing?
That is very flattering. But my time in New York is running out, and I really need to focus on my long term.
Doesn't mean you have to stop looking. Come on, this would be like a fun little side thing. Come on.
She sighs.
Wait a second. Do you hear that?
They look up.
What?
That sound. You can't hear that?
No.
It's adventure calling. Are you going to answer or not?
He leans in with a dead serious expression.
Come on.
He smiles.
You know, I think I hear it now.
What do you say? You and me.
She shakes his hand.
Okay, I'll do it. Just for fun.
She frowns.
Fun.
He waves a hand and smiles. The wind blows the trees outside their building. Piper reads through the manuscript, The Magic Acorn, on her couch and grins. She checks her phone.
I'd love to meet at 11, Arnold. Wonderful. See you then.
She smiles and hops up, then checks her phone again.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Piper!
We haven't heard from you in so long.
I know, I've just been really busy. Look, I actually gotta go.
Wait, didn't you forget something yesterday?
Oh, your anniversary, I completely forgot. I've just been so busy, and I was working yesterday, and then I had a dinner, and that ran late. Sorry.
It's okay, honey. We know you're busy.
I'm sure that job of yours has you running all over the city.
Actually, that job didn't end up panning out.
You got fired?
It wasn't like that.
Don't worry. I'll work something else out.
You keep saying that, and it keeps not working out. You had a perfectly good job at the family business, and it wasn't good enough.
Dad, that is not fair.
It's not that it wasn't good enough. I just need to find a life that's right for me. And I hope someday you can support that. But I really gotta go. Love you.
She hangs up.
They just miss you and care about you a lot.
Well, if they want to show that they care, they should support me being out here.
You know, when I told my parents I was moving to New York, they didn't take it well. And then, when I came out in the same conversation, they really didn't take it well. But that didn't stop me from building the life I wanted for myself. And, you know, eventually they came around. So, you shouldn't let anything stop you either.
Thank you for sharing that. I won't.
You know, this cafe really became a home for us once we started to give it a personal touch. So, now it's your turn to make a contribution.
I don't have anything to contribute.
Of course you do. Your art. It'll look great on the wall.
She looks around and blinks, then smiles.
There was this one... this sketch I was kind of working on.
No.
Will takes the sketch pad.
The cafe?
It is done in bright, crisp colors and dark lines.
I love it.
We'll get this framed right up, and then this place can start to feel like yours, too.
Piper bites her lip and smiles. A long city road.
You know, Patricia said I would enjoy meeting you. She was right. You're a breath of fresh air. I'd love to hire you as a greeter.
Really?
It's only part-time, and I know it's beneath your experience level, but it's yours if you want it.
That would be wonderful.
The gallery owner grins and pumps his fists. Piper smiles and looks around the space.
It's just a greeting position, but I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a foot in the door.
It's oddly comfortable, wedged in there. How was your day?
Spent anxiously anticipating your thoughts on my book.
Oh my gosh, it was great. Truly, it was funny and imaginative. But what I really loved the most was your point of view on loneliness.
Really?
About how all the wishes in the world don't mean anything if you don't have anybody to share it with. I have so many ideas for some sketches. I'm feeling very inspired.
Me too. I've been riding up a storm. Can't wait to show you.
Do you, you want to meet up tonight?
Definitely. Ooh, which one of these will best set the mood for toiling away by candlelight?
He picks up a candle and smells it.
I'm a writer, you're an artist. Goes with the territory.
Hey, I know you're joking, but don't underestimate the power of a good candle.
I would never joke about perfectly.
She smells it.
It's, refreshing.
Not the word I'd use.
Sets it down.
Ooh.
He picks up a green candle.
Apple pie. Now that is a classic.
She smells it.
You can have that one all to yourself. What about autumn woodland?
Red candle.
That's perfect.
She holds it up for Austin.
Oh, wow. That is perfect.
I should get back to the gallery. My shift starts
right.
Soon.
Yeah. Foot in the door. You just gotta break down the hinges and walk right through.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I will see you tonight.
She hurries away. Austin smiles and digs out money.
I will take one of those. Thank you.
He buys the red candle. Piper walks up to a woman in the gallery.
What do you think?
I'm not usually one for abstract art. I can never tell what it's supposed to mean.
I used to think the same thing. But then I realized that's what makes it unique. Like where the brush strokes meet. What does that make you think of?
The horizon?
And those bursts of color?
Two people watching a sunset.
I love it. Bit of romance in the air.
Piper grins.
What do you see?
A woman looking at the future version of herself. At what she could become if she were brave enough to try.
Piper gazes at the abstract painting.
Well done, Piper. I've been trying to sell this piece for ages. You have a real eye for art.
I was just describing what I saw.
Well, I see someone who just made 10% commission.
That's not necessary.
You earned it.
He holds out his hands and points to her with raised eyebrows. She shifts on her feet and smiles. She looks back at the painting and smiles more. The city is lit up at night as the sun sets. Piper and Austin sit on the apartment building rooftop with a notebook and sketch pad. They show each other their work as they go. They smile and keep working. During the day, Piper sketches near the fountain. Austin brings her a juice and she shows him the sketch. They smile and chat. The wind blows the leaves off the trees onto the water and sidewalk. The trees have mostly bare branches left. Piper and Austin stroll happily through the park near the fountain. They talk animatedly, grinning and gesturing. Piper sketches by candlelight and shows the picture to Austin. The squirrel and blue jay ride in sailboats over a waterfall.
Well, sure you don't want to rethink illustration as a career? You're really good.
He glances up at her.
Wow. It's the first time you haven't shrugged off a compliment about your
art. She smiles.
I have to admit, I really love creating these illustrations. I wake up every morning and I can't wait to start working on them. And, you can keep the compliments coming. You can say it again.
He chuckles.
You're really good.
And again?
You're really, really good. And I can't imagine my book without
His expression turns serious.
You're really good too, you know that?
He smiles and hangs his head, then look back over at her. She bites her lip. He shakes his head.
It's getting late. I should probably get going.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
They stand up. Her apartment has candles on every surface. He heads to the door with his hands in his pockets.
Night.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah.
They face each other.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
She smiles and shifts on her feet. He turns suddenly to the door and her smile falters slightly. After he leaves, she locks the door and leans against it. Piper's apartment.
Where's the portfolio? And where are the backup flashcards?
Oh, I threw them out.
What?
Just kidding. Just breathe. You're gonna be great.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Just go in there and invite her into the world of your story. Show her the spark that inspired you, and I know she'll feel it too.
What if she doesn't like what she feels?
That's impossible, because it comes from the heart, and your work is strong.
Our work is strong. I couldn't have done it without you. I'll make sure the publisher knows that.
Hmm.
Here goes nothing.
Here goes everything.
She helps him pack his bag. He smiles at her as he leaves. She smiles softly and looks down.
Well, Austin, we've got nothing like it on our slate, and we'd like to publish it.
Wow. I am just gonna bask in this feeling for a moment.
I'll have our contracts department work out the details. From there, we'll discuss timeline and an illustrator we can pair you with.
Oh, I was planning on keeping the original illustrator, the one who worked on the pitch samples, Piper Grant.
Her work was good, but as a debut author, we'll pair you with a recognizable, established artist.
But she really brought these books to life. Her work is perfect for the book.
The choice of illustrator is the publisher's decision. That's just how it's done.
I understand, but she really is the real deal.
I can assure you, we will find someone whose work you will love. But for now, go celebrate. You just sold your first series.
His smile fades and he nods. Will and Chobi toast them.
Congratulations, Austin. Congratulations, Piper. This is huge. You've hit the big time.
We need to celebrate.
Isn't that what we're doing?
No, this is a pre-celebration. I'm throwing you a party next week.
But you're already planning one for Piper's birthday.
Well, I can party plan multitask, obviously.
So what did your mom say when you told her about the book?
Oh, I haven't told her yet.
Why not? It seems like perfect vindication.
Well, I never told her I got fired from the paper.
Austin, you gotta come clean.
I promise. I will, sir.
Chobi and Will exchange a glance.
Well, enough celebrating. Back to work.
Such a party pooper.
I've got dough rising and it's gonna take over the kitchen if I don't
Austin
get that.
Takes a drink.
So, did they say that they had a favorite illustration?
Yeah. No, I think she liked them all.
I just want to say thank you for talking me into this. You really were my champion. And to think, my calling was right there in front of me this entire time.
Yeah. But, make sure you think it through. It's a big step.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's scary to leave the security of a 9-to-5. But I've just got to trust that if I'm doing what I love, then everything else will fall into place.
So take it slow. You know, don't quit your day job. Why don't you show your boss your work at the gallery?
Seriously?
Yeah, it'd be a good way for you to get your name out there. I mean, you helped sell a book series. It's about time you started promoting yourself.
You're right. It suddenly feels like the whole world is opening its doors. Like I've been struck by a bolt of lightning.
He smiles and they lift their glasses to toast.
Cheers.
Austin's smile fades as he drinks. He glances at Piper, then looks down.
Piper, the paintings for the new exhibit are coming in Monday. I thought you could help decide on wall placement. You have such a good eye.
I'd be happy to help.
Excellent.
She sets out refreshments on a counter.
Hey, Arnold, I was hoping I could ask for a favor. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I actually do sketching in my spare time.
Oh.
My work was recently used to help sell a book at Snowberry Publishing, and I was hoping I could get your professional opinion on my portfolio.
It'd be my pleasure. Why don't you leave a copy of your work and I'll look at it this weekend?
That would be great. Thank you.
She clasps her hands and grins. She turns on her heel with a smile. Austin sips from a mug and looks at his laptop. He picks up a note from on top of a book. He types on his laptop. Text, "Hello Alan, wanted to apologize for my behavior. I'm sorry for putting you in that position." He puts a hand to his brow and frowns. He looks over at the doorway and closes his laptop. Patricia stands outside with a grin.
Piper. Mom, hi. 2 days in a row. Wow, I actually...
I was in Midtown and I thought I would stop by the paper and visit my son at work. But imagine my surprise when I discover that there's no longer an Austin Edwards employed there.
I have great news.
I thought surely there must be some sort of mistake. Until your boss told me about the late articles, the subpar work, and that you were fired.
I know.
Everything I have done has been to help you develop the skills you need to succeed.
I know.
And at this point, I don't know what more I can do for you.
She throws out a hand and frowns. She stalks past him and leaves. He turns with half frown.
This retrospective for your mom is a big deal.
Come on, just come inside. It'd be your birthday present to me.
It's not your birthday until tomorrow.
Well, I'm currently accepting gifts. Or leads on a new sublet.
I don't know about this. I doubt she even wants me in there.
It was a heated moment. I'm sure she didn't mean it.
It wasn't wrong. I heard her. I knew what I was doing, and I kept doing it anyway.
So apologize. And then share with her the good news about the book. She'll be proud. Come on, trust me.
Okay. They walk inside.
So there we were, sitting in the Jeep in the middle of the desert, and the prince says, "You have been chasing me for days. You never give up. Enough." And that is how I got the famous interview. I never gave up. So thank you for coming. It is wonderful to see you all. Have a lovely evening and enjoy the party. Thank you. I am so glad you're here.
Mom, I'm really sorry. I never meant to hurt you. Could we please just talk about it? I have some really great news.
Sweetheart, I've had an amazing career, and I have achieved more than I could have dreamed. But the one thing I never got right was how to be your mother. And it breaks my heart that I failed you.
You didn't, Mom. I'm just trying to carve my own path. That's not failing me.
It is to me.
She smiles sadly and brushes past him. He raises his eyebrows at Piper.
Miss Edwards, I think you should know that Austin sold his book. And not just one book, but an entire series. It goes back to what you said about your parents. If you could just see what Austin created, hold it as something tangible.
I know you mean well, but Austin has a lot to answer.
She walks past Piper.
Patricia, congratulations.
Oh,
what an incredible night.
Thank you, Alan. You know, again, I am so sorry the way my son acted. You did me a huge favor hiring him. I couldn't be more embarrassed.
Don't even think about it. Austin sent me the most beautiful apology note, owning all his mistakes. He's a good guy.
She blinks and smiles.
Congratulations.
Hi, Piper. It's Arnold. I had a chance to review your work. It's sweet, but not really suited for the New York Art Gallery.
She pauses as she listens to the message in the party. Her jaw drops and her eyes widen. She blinks rapidly and heads outside. Austin stands on the sidewalk.
There you are.
My mom is never going to see me for who I am, let alone support me.
Don't be so sure. When she sees the wonderful books we're creating, she'll feel differently. Which is another reason we have to work so
hard. Austin ducks his head.
Piper, I don't know how to tell you this. The publisher isn't going to use you as an illustrator on the book.
She blinks and tilts her head.
What do you mean?
She wants to use someone more established. That's why I try to convince you to show Arnold your work, so that maybe you could get some gallery recognition and that your work would gain value.
She slowly nods.
Right. Yes, my work has no value.
Of course it does.
Her eyes well up and she looks away.
I gotta go.
Piper.
She turns and walks down the sidewalk. Austin stays in front of the building and stares after her sadly. The night streets are filled with traffic. Piper walks to a table on the street outside a restaurant. People stroll down the sidewalk. She sits and looks up at the sky. She checks her phone. A calendar notification reads, "Benchmark birthday." Red heart emoji.
Happy birthday to me.
She purses her lips and leans back in the chair with watery eyes. She looks up at the sky and sighs. Day breaks over the apartment building. Piper rolls her suitcases out into the hallway and then walks back through the apartment. She picks up her sketch pad from the counter and sets the keys down. She slowly looks around the room. Her faint smile fades and she walks out in a hurry. She walks down the hall to Austin's door. She stands in front of it, and then grimaces and whirls away. She rolls her suitcases down the hallway and loads them into a taxi on the street. The driver loads her bags.
I'm really gonna miss you guys.
She hugs Toby and Will.
couldn't have asked for better friends.
At least stay for your birthday party.
I would love to, but I gotta be realistic. My 2 months is up and took my shot and it just didn't work out.
But you worked so hard. And just think about all the jobs you tried.
She blinks and looks down.
You were such a champion.
She looks between them with a frown.
Wait, say that again?
You were a champion?
Her jaw drops.
Open the bat, open the...
Will and Toby frown.
Would you guys mind just watching this stuff for a little while? So, a bit of change of plans.
She drops the bags in front of Will and Toby and hops into the taxi. It drives off. Austin knocks on Piper's door with a bouquet of flowers.
Piper, you in there?
He waits and blinks, then sets the flowers down on the floor in front of her door and leaves. Piper sits in Patricia's parlor.
I've been thinking about something that you told me. About always being my own champion. So I have a question.
Ask away.
I came to New York City and I found my calling.
Which is?
To be an illustrator. Here in the city that inspires me.
That's wonderful, Piper. So what's your question?
You said that you need to be your own champion. You said that you always need to fight for yourself. Well, I have, and I've failed. So my question is, how do I know if the universe is telling me that it's time to give up, or if I just need to fight harder?
What makes you think you failed?
Every door that I tried to get through just keeps getting slammed in my face. It's so frustrating. I can't get hired because I'm an unknown, and I can't become known unless I'm hired, and I don't know what.
Patricia smiles.
Piper, how do you think established people get established? If a door gets closed, you bust it down. If you don't do it, someone else will. Either you believe in yourself or you don't.
Patricia raises her eyebrows and pours tea from an ornate teapot. Piper stares into the distance and suddenly stands.
Well, aren't you gonna stay for tea?
Thank you for the offer, but I've got some door busting to do.
Piper smiles.
You're amazing, bud.
She whirls to go. Patricia smiles fondly. Austin jogs down a sidewalk.
Hey, Will. Have either of you guys seen Piper?
She was just heading to the airport, and then she suddenly changed her mind.
Where'd she go?
No idea. The only thing we do know is that she is coming back. Before she leaves again.
Austin looks down at Piper's two red suitcases and nods. He glances up at Toby and Will. Piper knocks on Austin's editor's door.
Miss Snowberry? My name is Piper Grant, and no, I don't have an appointment. But I'm gonna ask for 3 minutes of your time.
And why would I give you any time at all?
Because I'm an illustrator. I'm not established. My work is not recognizable. Actually, no one has ever heard of me. But they will. Because I'm good. I am really, really good.
She grits her teeth and smiles.
I'm such an idiot. There's got to be a way to fix this.
Fix what?
I'm terribly unfair to Piper. She's worked so hard on this book.
You really like this girl.
Fooled you. I should have pushed for her harder.
Toby and Will stare at Austin. Piper stands in the editor's office.
You turned down my illustrations for Austin Edwards' new book series. But I'm wondering if you really looked at my work, or you just dismissed it out of hand because I'm unknown.
It's not personal. It's company policy. We use established illustrators whose work we know is outstanding.
Fair enough. But I'm going to ask you to look again. And if you don't think it is outstanding and absolutely perfect for the series, then I will thank you for your time and I will leave.
She purses her lips and stares at the editor. The editor raises her hands in surrender.
Fair enough.
She picks up a sketch from Austin's book proposal. It is a brightly colored picture of the squirrel and blue jay with the acorn. They stand on a fall branch and hold the acorn between them. She looks at the next sketches, including the waterfall sketch. Piper watches her with a slight smile. She walks across the street later and Austin runs up to her.
Piper, where have you been? Who's gonna hop in late without saying goodbye?
I knew if I saw you, it would make leaving that much harder.
Look, I called the publisher. I did what I should have done in the first place. I told her we're a package deal.
And what did she say?
She said I was too late. She already found an illustrator who'd be perfect for
me. He grins.
You.
Piper smiles and ducks her head.
We did it.
No, you did it. What'd you even say to her?
I took some advice from a very wise woman, and I doubled down on myself.
So does that mean you're gonna stay? And not because of the book, or the world's best hot dog, or even the autumn leaves, which I admit, you're right. You're great.
She smiles up at him.
Let's stay because this place is more magical with you in it. And I can't imagine it without you. Stay because in a city of 8 million people, I found you.
He gazes into her eyes. Her smile turns serious, and they slowly lean together. They kiss passionately. She holds his neck and they continue to kiss. Toby and Will come outside of their cafe, see them kissing, and exchange a smile. They slowly pull apart from the kiss and lean their foreheads together.
So does that mean you're gonna stay?
Well, I have heard that New York in the winter is quite beautiful.
You're right.
They kiss again. They continue to kiss on the street corner as people walk by. The city is lit up at night. Text, 1 year later. Patricia reads the book dedication at a party on the rooftop.
To my mother who bravely carved her own path and taught me to do the same. I have something for you. May you use it to write a future that is all your own. I should have supported you, honey.
She gives him a pen.
I love you, and I'm proud of you.
And now for a little surprise.
Mirror.
Happy birthday, Piper.
Happy birthday. Thank you. It's gorgeous.
That was all Toby.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Austin pulls her aside.
First year in New York.
The most romantic city in the world.
Where it all began.
You make a pretty good team.
Sure.
They grin and slowly lean in to kiss. The lights from the party go blurry around them as they continue to kiss. They pull apart and smile fondly at each other.